Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And there are two things really popping in my mind right now as we kind of get the day started. You tell me which one you want to hear first. Number one, there's an aspect of the Kuminga conversation that I don't think we quite covered yesterday. That would be my one sentence teaser on that.
Okay.
My other one is this. Holy crap, going to a Valkyries game is so different. Which one do you want to hear about?
Let's hear about the Valkyries because I think I have an idea about the Kuminga one. And honestly, by the time I got home yesterday and I drove and there was traffic because of the Giants and the Valkyries, shout out two events and one bridge,
two events inside.
1.5 mile square,
there you go.
Square footed. Yep. But because of that, and everybody wanted to go to one or both, you're talking about probably almost 60,000 people between the Giants. They probably drew 30-something. The Valks drew 18-something.
Yep.
So
yep.
You're looking at 50,000 people, and we don't carpool like we should, and we don't use mass transit. So my trip home was longer, and when I got home, I was faced with the quandary of, what do you watch? Because, you know, you put the baby down and the wife is watching what she watches and I have my laptop and I watch what I watch. And
what'd you watch?
I was going back and forth.
Yeah.
And as I'm going back and forth, I'm thinking, I'm going back and forth between a baseball game with a team that is at the very least like compelling and a WNBA regular season game? What am I doing?
I don't know. Like, I don't want to play this sound off of my phone into the microphone. I think it will just sound like a large mosquito buzzing around in a room.
Why don't you just, like, do like an impersonation of the sound?
Well,
I think you can do it justice.
I don't know. But maybe I get this video over to the guys and they can run this into the system because to the point that you just made, like, you're flipping back and forth between Major League Baseball and the WNBA. The experience I had at Chase Center last night, and it may not feel this way for the kids who are there, and I had three of them with me. A buddy came with me with his son, my 11-year-old son, my 16-year-old daughter, party of five, Valkyries, Liberty last night. If I could tell you, like, these kids were screaming at that floor as if they had gotten tickets to the Super Bowl or the NBA Finals.
Wow.
They were locked in. They knew who Breonna Stewart was. They knew who Sabrina Ionescu was. They knew who Tiffany Hayes was. They knew. They were locked in. And for those of us who are 40-something or 50-something or whatever, I'm sitting there with my buddy going, dude, can you believe this is a WNBA game? Like, if you had told me, if you had dropped me from outer space, if you had told me 10 years ago that this is what a WNBA game would look like, I would have laughed at you. I would have called you crazy. I would not have believed you no matter what scenario you tried to paint for me. This was absolutely unbelievable how loud it is, how locked in it is. Remember the question, and Grandy will know this because we did the show before the Caitlin Clark game. And one of the things I kept asking is, hey, when the I get that the crowd is coming because everyone wants to know, like, what is it? Is it the newness of it? Is it sort of a new crowd that maybe isn't locked into some other sports? Or is it like more traditional where people are like grinding on a victory? And I kind of was like, well, this is like their 11th game in their history at the time. I think people are excited to be here, but I doubt that everyone's like locked in, like, we need to get to 6-6. We're trying to grind for a playoff spot. But that's one of the things that hit me in the face last night. This crowd wanted to win the game, and they wanted to win it badly. And then when it was all over, I saw something that I've never seen before in a professional sporting event in my entire life. Never seen this before. Game ends. Valkyries lose by 3. And up everybody rises. Nobody had left. Up everybody rises to essentially give a voracious standing ovation to the Valkyries for losing.
For losing.
For losing.
It's a phenomenon that
unbelievable.
It's really unbelievable. And if you think about the trajectory of the league, it actually has culminated perfectly in their expansion season. And I'm just glancing at the attendance figures. 2021, Phoenix led the league, averaging 5,850 per game.
5,850 people.
Correct.
Got it.
The next year, Seattle averaged 10,006.
Okay.
Sue Bird, one of the most popular best players in history. The year after, Vegas led at 9,500. Last year, the Indiana Fever.
Of course.
Caitlin Clark, rookie year, 17,035. This year, it's the Valks at 18,000. But the bigger point is you've got seven teams averaging over 10,000.
Yep.
So it's partly Caitlin Clark. It's partly the brand new Valks. But it's also about a five-year buildup where this league is coming into its own. So for Joe Lacob to get an expansion team this year at this time in that building, it is an absolute grand slam.
The other thing I was looking for last night was to find out if Pods has been listening to the shows. Because I was looking down there, and I'm like, I wonder, like, is he going to calm down a little bit? And for about 2 minutes into the game, I almost felt guilty because he was chilling. He was chilling, and I'm like, oh. Because even Steiny said it yesterday. He goes, I hope Pods knows that this is all tongue-in-cheek. Like, do you, brother. Like, if you want to freak out at all the Valkyrie games, freak out. Run out there on the midcourt. It's fine. Like, what the hell do I care? It's different. It's a lot. But it's you. So do you. And he was chilling. And I'm like, oh, I hope we didn't, like, talk him into being embarrassed. Nope, not to worry.
No.
Third minute, man is out of his seat, barely sat down again, up, down, in the officials' faces, out on the floor, waving to the crowd, being a part of the gags that they're doing during timeouts. I mean, the dude's the mascot. He's a Valkyrie. As much as he's a warrior. Guy's a Valkyrie.
Do they have a Valkyrie mascot?
They do. His name's Brandon Pajemski.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.